Thank you very much for joining me again today on the Thornton Investigation, and I'm your host, Bradley Thornton. Today, we're going to go into a little bit of what we can expect to see in the future now that we have a Harris-Biden administration. I know most hosts have been going right along with this entire inauguration and giving you play-by-plays, especially with all the military presence and so forth, but I didn't see any reason to go into that because everybody else was. What our main focus today is going to be is where we go in the future. President Trump is no longer president, and nothing is going to bring him back in 2021. If he wants to, he can run in 2024, but I sincerely doubt he will. And quite honestly, that's what the entire impeachment is all about, to try and keep him from running in 2024, because they know very well that without cheating, they can't beat him. Oh no, I question the election results. That is a civic integrity violation. Did you know that? Yes, Twitter has a new type of violation. It's called a civic integrity. So basically what that means is you're not doing your civic duty by questioning the results of the election. But Democrats were allowed to question the results of the election that President Trump won, and they questioned it for four solid years. As a matter of fact, on my Twitter, yes, I know not very many people have Twitter anymore because I've lost just about all my followers. People are angry with Twitter, but we also have to stay in touch. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. That's basically going to be the theme for today's show, is staying in touch. On there, I put a screenshot of Nancy Pelosi and her 2017 tweet. And it said, basically, our elections had been hijacked because she was questioning the integrity of the elections, because that was allowed by Nancy Pelosi, but it's not allowed by you. Who the heck are you? You don't question the election results. Once the mainstream media has given you the results, that's it. Once the party has given you the results, that's it. Don't you dare question it. Because if you do, you're going to be shut down. And you're going to be shut down in every way possible. What? You don't believe me? Just ask Parler. They can tell you. No, wait. They can't tell you. Because why? Because they got shut down by Amazon. And they're not the only ones that have been shut down. And they're not the only ones that are going to be shut down. And just real quickly, I just want to go to an article by Jim Hoft in the Gateway Pundit. He was talking about Lara Loomer. Now, Lara Loomer is not allowed to do basically anything, even though she ran for Congress and lost. Currently, she has just gotten a letter, and it says that she is not allowed to own a gun. Apparently, she tried to buy a gun, and she's not allowed to own a gun. And no explanation as to why she's not allowed to be a gun owner. She said she's not a convicted felon. She's not under any restraining order for domestic abuse. So why can't she buy a gun? Well, the federal government has shut her down. And they're not the only ones that have shut her down, by the way. Who else has shut down Lara Loomer? Well, her campaign was never allowed to run ads on Facebook and so forth. She has been kicked off Twitter, Facebook, Uber, Lyft, PayPal, GoFundMe, and other platforms because she criticized Islam. So now you know in your future, never criticize Islam and never criticize the elections or the party, because we are a one-party country now in America. You can criticize Jewish religion all you like. You can criticize the Christian religion all you like. As a matter of fact, the Democrat Party encourages both. But don't ever, ever, ever stray from what the party allows and what they do not allow. Because if you go outside what the party platform is, you're going to get shut down. And that's the next thing that we're going to talk about in the next segment, is how exactly they plan to do this. And don't think this can't happen to you in your personal life, because it absolutely can. I've been shut down on Facebook from boosting posts. I've been shadow banned. I'm not allowed to put my URL for my show on Facebook because Facebook decided that I don't have the, what did they say? I don't have the qualifications to talk about social and civic issues. I don't have those qualifications. Now, everyone else in the world has the qualifications to talk about social issues going on as we speak, but someone who spent 28 years in law enforcement and is former military, I do not have the qualifications to talk about social issues. Yeah, you see where this is going, right? I have no advertisers now. And I've been shadow banned on Twitter and lost just about everybody on both Twitter and Facebook. And of course, Parler has been shut down. So all the people that I had on Parler, I no longer have, may never have again. You can find me on gab.com under the Thornton Investigation as usual. But so far that's new and I don't know, I haven't gotten very far yet. So I really haven't put up very much yet. But let's get on to today's theme and let's talk about what we're going to see in the future. And right along with the theme that Twitter shuts people down for civic integrity violations, Twitter has recently suspended, as of today is what, January 23rd, Twitter has suspended the Gateway Pundit for civic integrity rule because they questioned the election. But censoring us is not enough. Shutting down any of our advertisers is not enough. Shutting down our bank accounts. Yes, President Trump has had his bank account shut down. And don't think you can't have your bank account shut down because you absolutely can. What's coming next in the future is deprogramming. That's right, deprogramming. Because you are not with the party platform, you're going to have to be deprogrammed and then reprogrammed to be with the party. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to Katie Couric talking to Bill Maher. Cut one. Action.
There's 147 Republicans in Congress who still don't concede that Trump lost the election. What do you do about people who are in the government who don't believe in our way of government?
It is so shocking. Not only are they not conceding, Bill, but there's thoughts that there might have been some collusion among members of Congress. Some are refusing to go through magnometers or whatever you call them to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during the siege. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how...
Wait a minute, let's stop right there. Now, first of all, what Katie Couric is talking about there is everyone is going after numerous Republican senators, and the Republican senators are not doing as the party wishes them to do. And this is a problem. And as you know, the one senator was not allowed to publish his book, and he had to go to another publisher. So this is what you're going to be seeing a lot of in the future. Let's go back to Katie Couric.
But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
How are we going to deprogram all of us because we believed in the cult of Trump? We believe the lies, the conspiracy theories, and the hoaxes that have been put forth about the election integrity. Never mind the Russian hoax that went on for more than 4 years, which, of course, was a complete lie. And as you know, there's never been any evidence that President Trump or anyone in his campaign was conspiring with Russia to win the election. We now know that this was completely bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. But we're not going to talk about that conspiracy. We're not going to talk about that hoax. What we're going to talk about is the hoax that the election did not have the integrity that it should have. And we've walked through the integrity before. We've gone through it on our social media as well. So we're not going to get through that today. What we're going to do is we're going to keep going on with today's theme and help you understand what we're looking at in the future. And if we don't stick together, we're all going to pay the price for this. We're all going to pay. We're all going to be deplatformed in every single way possible. We're going to lose jobs and we're going to lose bank accounts, every one of us. Make no mistake about it. And this never happened to the Democrats when the Republicans won the presidency, did it? No, of course it didn't. We never talked about deprogramming people from the cult of Clinton. No, we never did that. We never deplatformed anybody. But when the left owns basically everything, you better start getting ready for what's coming, because it's coming and it's coming to you. Now let's move on to the next clip. Now the next clip is going to be a former Facebook executive, Alex Stamos, and he's going to be calling for all of the conservative networks to be shut down as he's talking to Brian Potato Head Stettler on CNN. And Potato Head just keeps waving his fat face. You know, I think he was eating. Do you ever notice he has no neck? He's so weird looking. Okay, let's go to Stamos. Clip two. Action.
The challenge is going to be partially that, you know, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress, but there.
Stop right there. ISIS did not have a domestic constituency. Do you understand that? So all conservatives are now the same as ISIS. You're a terrorist. You're a terrorist in America, and they're going to root you out. Let's finish with the clip. I know it's difficult to listen to, but let's finish with it anyway.
Over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election, and there will be a continual political pressure on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first, you have to focus on those violent extremists, and those companies have to be brave in that way. And second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
So did you hear that? They're going to do everything they can to deplatform as many conservative outlets as they can. They're going to ruin as many businesses as they can, and of course, ruin as many jobs and lives as they can in the process. This is nothing short of communism. We all wonder how the Nazi Party could have taken over in Germany and it was allowed, and they got away with what they did. We're seeing it in real time. We always wonder how the Communist Party took over Russia and became the Soviet Union. Well, we're seeing it in real time. You know, I have family in the former Soviet Union. And I said to one family member one time, how did you ever live like that? How did you live in the Soviet Union, in a place where you are not allowed to leave if you wanted to? And she said to me, well, we had everything we needed right there. We just didn't really think about it. Think about today. Think about the mask mandates. Think about not being able to travel. Think about states being shut down. Think about the new COVID-19 passports that are coming. Your civil rights are going to be restricted. You're not going to be allowed to move from place to place. You're not going to be allowed to get on an airplane. You're not going to be allowed to get on a train, a bus. This is all coming. I mean, we've already seen this, but it's coming, and it's going to be coming even more than you've ever dreamed possible in your biggest nightmares. It's coming. I live in Sweden, and today on the radio in Sweden, they announced that it is strongly discouraged that you travel within the borders of Sweden, and even more strongly discouraged that you travel outside the borders of Sweden. Sweden has been talking about shutting down completely till next September, possibly longer, and when we're getting more and more public announcements like this, it's really starting to sound like it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. I've been trying to find a job in America, so if you do have a media outlet, let me know. Contact me. I'm still on Facebook. I'm still on Twitter. But it looks like the whole world is going to get shut down again for quite some time, and they're going to mandatory these vaccines, which, by the way, we have a lot to talk about these vaccines, but we're going to have to talk about it on our next show. And I want to go over a white paper recently put out by some doctors, and we're going to look at the truth about this stupid COVID-19 Wuhan China virus, and we're going to look at some of the truth about the vaccines behind it. And that'll probably be the last show I ever do once people learn that I'm putting out some information on the truth on vaccines. They'll probably shut me down then. They pretty much shut me down after the elections. But I'm going to keep going as long as I can. And I hope you support me as much as you can. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at the Thornton INV2. You can get a hold of me on Facebook at the Thornton Investigation. And you can also find me on gab.com under the Thornton Investigation. And thank you very much for listening to me today. Start preparing for what's coming. They have all of our Equifax information. They have all of our voter information. They have everything on us. And they're going to use it. There's no two ways about it. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. I hope to hear from you soon. O hasta siendo. Till we meet again.